here. Is this it?
There's no way that's comfortable.
Oh, you've been here before.
Okay. Yeah, what have we done in the past? I think
you had a handheld mic before.
In the past, I've barely had a mic.
Just hold it to your mouth.
Just do like
just hold it to your mouth.
Allie, look at this. I wish.
Did I not try that?
You didn't try that for a second.
You took Nate so literally.
Allie, you only crack bruise once the mic's going. No.
Already breaking rules. She did start the pod the way she ended the last one she was here.
What was it?
Remember it was remember it was with like the epic beer spill or something?
Oh, it was.
You beer did, yeah.
And she did like the hardest Celsi open.
Yeah. Whoops.
How are you guys feeling? How's this? Does this feel normal to everybody?
I don't know. Like the size.
I'm calling you Lemaire. You're Lemaire all episode.
Yeah. I am Lemaire.
You're Al Measy.
That's not why you're late.
I come all the way from Philly.
No, Lemaire is
Lemaire's so on time,
so punctual. Unless he misses a damn exit, but you know.
The only stereotypical thing about him is the weed consumption. Everything else, he's breaking the mold.
Yeah.
Anime too. He's kind of stereotypically in the anime.
Yeah, that's a new. I still
well it's an evolution. It's an evolution of an old, like, kung fu movies is kind of our stereotype, but now it's just cartoons.
Yeah. Wait, I was talking to someone about anime recently cuz it's like I'm still impulsively not used to this day and age because I grew up like anime, like I remember when I was in high school, anime just wasn't cool.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't cool to like freely admit. Now if, like, you tell someone, you're like, oh, I'm only on episode 3 of One Piece, they're like, you're gay.
Yeah.
you're fucking gay.
You're a pussy.
You're a pussy.
Do you have anybody in your life who's, like, an anime person that's not, like, a black comedian?
The only person in my life that's an anime person he's not in my life anymore. He was a black comedian. He is a black comedian.
Who was it? Lemaire?
No, someone did something weird. Remember that whole shit?
Oh, yeah, that's my guy.
Is it still Lemaire?
No. Sorry. I mean, yeah, right. That could easily do something weird. Oh, Lemaire.
That's why Lemaire's aw shucks will get him through the rest of his life.
Yeah.
He can aw shucks his way through anything weird he does.
Oh, Joe likes Pokemon.
Pokemon. I feel like Pokemon, it counts as anime because it is anime, but it's like also its own thing in some way. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I feel like somebody's going to listen and be like, shut the fuck up. It's anime. But
you're right, though.
But it is kind of like.
It's not. It's more than just it's like it is anime, but it's kind of its own thing.
Yeah. Like
it doesn't necessarily follow because it doesn't have fighting like normal anime.
No. And it
doesn't have a lot of tits.
It doesn't have a lot of tits. Like the hottest lady, the lady that's like the hot lady in it. Well, is a kid. Isn't she a kid?
Oh, isn't that interesting, folks? You heard it here first.
I mean, it's not. I could be wrong.
You're hot.
It's anime, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a kid.
It's definitely, yeah. She's definitely 17.
She's definitely 17. And what were you saying? She's super hot?
Yes.
Yeah. Stand by your. Stand by your laurels.
It's not my fault she didn't get older with me.
Hey, I was introduced to the hot kid. I didn't seek out the hot kid.
Yeah. And when I was introduced to her, she was older than me. She's a hot older lady.
Right.
You know,
that's a really good point.
Like one day, Lois is going to be a young bitch that will be too young for me if I live long enough. Lois from Family Guy. And I'll still go back and be like, Lois. You think Lois isn't hot?
Nasty.
You've obviously never been on Pornhub.
Wait, who? Nasty. Who? What cartoons get you? Because I think we all know the dude cartoons that like got us going.
Yeah,
it was the chick from the Goofy movie.
Yeah, chick from the Goofy movie. Oh,
yeah. Goofy chick from the Goofy movie. Lola Bunny.
Lola Bunny.
Lois is pretty sick.
Lois.
Yeah.
Marge for some reason had it, but honestly, Marge didn't have it until like. TV, I mean, internet.
They
porn
always busted it out whenever
the
there were, whenever the Simpsons did a Homer doesn't appreciate Marge. That's when they drew her the hottest.
Yeah,
really?
Is that like a lady thing? Is there any like cartoons that grew up and y'all were like, that's a.
Oh, I always had crushes on cartoons.
Who was your cartoon?
Which cartoon?
Crush?
All of them.
No.
Snorlax. I knew he would keep me safe and warm.
I liked What was that cartoon? They lived in like a surfer, like skater town.
Oh, Rocket Power.
Yeah, right. I like those
on a mission.
Yeah,
kids.
I like those little skater
Rocket Power.
Do you like them? Otto. Otto was the man.
Yeah, Otto was.
His sister could kind of get it. She always wore that half shirt. I watched a lot of Rocket Power.
Yeah, I don't remember everything. Her sister was hot. I don't want to leave you hanging.
She had a half shirt. I always like tummy sticking out.
Can we pull up Rocket Power sister? I think she's gonna look like a kid.
Well, I was a kid when I got horned
up. Oh, yeah. I think Rocket Power, we were like third grade.
Remember, you get grandfathered in on when you got horny.
Yeah, you're right. But you can't go back now. You can't go back now and be like, man,
I would never.
Can you make it smaller or no?
It might be permanently stretched. Those might be permanently LaMare sized. Yeah, actually, they're kind of bent in place. That's so funny. LaMare, if you're listening, your head is ginormous, bro.
He does have a big head.
Yeah.
He's got a giant head.
These are like bent in.
That's what I was trying to... Wait, he bent it so you can't adjust it?
Oh, no, they just don't adjust.
Oh, okay. That's the sister from Rocket Power.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I guess she...
She was like the hot older sister now that I remember.
Yeah, she wasn't always in the half shirt, but... Yeah, dude. I remember Sister from Rocket Power got me goosed up.
Yeah, I get that. I get that back when you're like, so what grade? Well, how old are you in like second grade, third grade? Because that's how old I was, maybe fourth grade when Rocket Power was.
Third grade's like eight?
Probably something like that, right?
Yeah, because I think, fourth grade's like 9 or 10. Yeah, so that's when you're starting to get horned up over stuff.
Did you ever watch Johnny Bravo?
Yeah, of course.
Was Johnny Bravo, as like from a female perspective, as unlikable on the show from your perspective as he seemed to dudes?
Yeah.
Or was anything like, Johnny's kind of hot?
No. Didn't he wear like a, I think sometimes he had a leather jacket, right?
He had the greaser thing going on.
Yeah, I remember the tight tee.
I liked the, I think he had a leather jacket. I would go for that, but the rest of them could get fucked.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't really like him.
Well, he also had the weird proportions because he was like all upper body.
No leg day.
Yeah, he skip leg day.
Yeah. Johnny Brown was the OG skip leg day guy.
Which is just going to be a window into like his personality. You know what I mean? He's not trying to do all the work. He's trying to just get the easy gains.
Yeah. Just the look.
I do the easy gains.
With the what?
I'm about to join fucking Planet Fitness just so I could use the fucking leg press and get a giant ass.
Just going straight. Just all day. I'm getting ass.
You got to do the you got to do the one that I see all the girls trying to get fat asses on is the hip thrusters.
What's that?
That's the one.
How do they do it?
I'm showing you. They get the barbell right here, and they like just thrust up.
Oh!
And there's something about that works the glutes or something.
I know the exact workout you're doing.
Now, every chick,
Instagram won't stop showing it to me.
They hold me down like in what was the
Clockwork Orange?
I don't wanna. Oh. But yeah, all the girls training for fat asses do that. They do the hip thruster one. But I don't know if Planet Fitness will let you do that because all they have is a Smith machine.
What's that?
That's the like barbell one that's attached to the machine.
No, but they also have a leg press. Listen, you guys might not remember this, but a couple years ago, I had a big fat ass, and I got it from that fucking leg press. You just sit in a chair. Don't look at my legs. I haven't shaved, and God only knows how long. God only knows how long. I like that.
Okay.
When did you have a big fat ass?
Big fat ass.
I was sitting here like, I don't think I knew this, Allie.
Here's the thing, though.
Allie always dresses like she's in a Nirvana video. So, like, it's always like...
We were just talking about this.
It's always just sad, baggy fucking denim.
Yeah.
And also, too, you were one of the boys for a while.
I am one of the boys.
So I've never noticed...
I hope no one thinks I'm hot.
I've never noticed... Like,
you don't mean that for a second.
I'm not trying to be hot in comedy, and I'm not trying to be hot to other comedians. Of course, in life, I would like to, you know.
Yeah, no, it was weird to me, because there was like one time you gave me a hug, and your boob touched my shoulder, and I was like, ew, my bro doesn't have boobs. Get away.
Lose some weight, dude.
Get out of here, dude. Get your boobs out of here.
Yeah.
That sounded so sad. Yeah, my boobs are gross.
Well, you know what? They got really big. Did you remember when my boobs got big during pandemic?
No.
What?
Tell us about it.
Come on.
Don't stop talking about it.
Was that right before the abortion?
They got... Yo, getting pregnant will blow your shit off. Let me tell you something. It really
At
will.
First, I thought you, Allie, had like a secret abortion that you just were like exposing.
No, I was just doing math. Yeah. Pregnant gets your titties big.
Oh, shit. None of my abortions are secret.
But,
what are you pulling up?
Allie's pulling up her titties.
Yeah, don't pull
up. But the short circuit us.
It's not a provocative picture, but but it is accidentally very complimentary.
Did we see each other a lot during the pandemic?
During my weekend. You guys came to Joe's surprise birthday party that I threw.
Okay, I do
remember
that.
Best party I ever threw.
I do remember that. Yep.
Wait, what happened over the pandy that got him?
I was eating like probably 5 cheeseburgers a week, totally loaded up with everything you could put on them.
What's your normal cheeseburger intake?
From where?
Everywhere. A lot of Kimmeries, a lot of Bond Street Bar in Asbury Park. I was drinking triple IPAs like a motherfucker.
Those, I didn't realize for a while how much worse than, okay, sick. Congratulations.
Big.
They are larger though.
Put them away.
I gained 20 pounds in pandemic.
Damn.
And I disgusting. Lost it by switching to Claws.
Dude. Is that really the only thing that you did different?
We were doing the math on them because my wife's thinking about switching to the Claw. And like if you drank the same amount of wine, it's almost like 2.5 times the calories.
I thought wine would have been kind of nice for you. I thought Claws would have
been. No, I looked it up on Google. The average, because we were talking about it last night, and I Googled it, and the average glass of, a glass of white wine is 120 calories, but Google says it's 5 ounces. And you're like, well, I'm not, no one's drinking 5 ounces of wine.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What am I, a baby?
Yeah, that's nuts. Especially at home, like pour of wine.
What are you, rubbing it on my gums so I don't have a toothache?
Yeah, seriously.
That's not even going to calm me down for the ride home.
Nah. Come on.
Before we get off the subject of your tits, Allie, I do want to attack you for what you did to me the last time we were together.
Oh, come on.
We did a show at a Hooters, which is already enough distraction for a show.
Wait, Nate was at a Hooters and you made it a bad time for him? He loves Hooters.
I love, Andy, hear this. The server was a thick Asian.
Yeah, she was.
She was the thick
Shout
Asian.
Out when.
She was the thick
Asian. Nah, actually, we got to show love to the thick Asians. There's
Shout
a,
out when.
A good amount.
At the, wow! Yeah, at the East Brunswick Hooters. Her name on Venmo is AsianDarling_. So send her a couple bucks. Why not?
That's sick.
Never mind. It's just a question. OnlyFans question mark? And then if she has one, tell us. No.
Drop it in the sim chat. In the Discord.
Oh, man. Well,
we were at Hooters.
So she was embarrassing.
Yeah. And I think we all had a good time.
You were headlining the Hooters.
Yeah, I was miserable. I was going late.
How much time did you do?
I was supposed to do 15. It wasn't really like a headlining thing. I was supposed to do like 15. And then I was supposed to do 20 when I got there, like beforehand in the messages. Then I got there, it was already dog shit. And I ain't going to say whose show it was because I don't want to. Because they usually put on a good show. I think that
Yeah, they rule. But it was just crowd that
night. Yeah, light crowd that night. I didn't promote it at all because I felt weird being like, come see me at Hooters. I was just like, if you guys want people to be there, I am not assisting. But
dude, I had that too. I got tagged in a flyer for a show I'm on.
Yeah.
And then I read open mic after show, and I was like, nah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not promoting that, actually.
Yeah,
not
share that.
Not putting that on. Yeah, yeah. I'll still go. Still.
If the flyer is ugly, I won't share it.
Even if it's just like Allie at the Stand, but it's an ugly flyer. I mean, you don't do that. But I'm just saying hypothetically. What if the quality of the show outweighs?
I might share it once.
Okay.
But I'm not.
Will you redo a flyer?
I'm not. What will I redo it?
Like, yeah.
I'll do it in my own way. So if you noticed, I plugged that show. I plugged it 3 times. I plugged the flyer once, which was horrifying. That flyer was not good. And then
I was wearing still Santa
the
hat.
The Hooters show.
Yeah.
The only Bad information flyer. I could get off of that flyer was your face was on it. Yeah. I couldn't read any now of the names.
Now there's a big chance that they'll hear this.
That's okay. I love the fellas, but they should know. And I wanted to tell them, I was going to tell them that night, but I felt like the circumstances, they had enough.
Yeah, yeah. Andy, this is how bad it was.
Was it a rough night?
After the whole thing.
Wait, this is, I know the fellas.
Yeah, yeah. After the thing, one of the fellas came up. And, you know, again, we love y'all. One of them came up and was like, anybody who bought tickets, come see me after. I'll give you, we'll get you tickets to the next one. Comics, sorry. Like, just apologizing.
Just like on stage?
Just on stage to wrap it up. Just
You got to freight train it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where the freight training comes in.
Yeah, like, I mean, if I'm being honest, I don't think I was a freight train that night. But it wasn't because of, like, there was these dudes who were there. It's the only women in the. There was a table that left before I even got up. Two guest spots went up. There's a table of people who definitely bought tickets to it. They left before, like when the guest spot, like two guest spots went up, and then they were gone. So they didn't even see like the booked comics yet.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
just saw that dipped. There was three Dominican bulls, and they just kept yelling how horny they are. Like, legit, like, one of them held up, like, a blue chew.
You told him, you're like, stop doing my jokes.
Yeah, listen, I'm just sitting there like, that's my thing. My whole thing.
I'm not going to have anything for the stage.
just two ladies in the room. And I can't even remember if you were there when they started it. Because I can't remember if you, like, because you were late per use.
I was in the parking lot enjoying a car claw, as one does.
That's fair.
You got to respect that.
No, I did. I think I said it that night, like, fair, fair.
Let me tell you something. I was excited to do that show because I'm from that area. I'm from all the Brunswicks.
Yeah, yeah.
So my whole life, I've driven past that Hooters. And probably around the age of, like, 9 or 10, I was like, what's going on in there?
Yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah. Just like, I think I saw a kid.
Yeah. So I've always wanted to be in there, and I was like, I'm finally going to be in there. Let me take the edge off.
Gardini hit me up when he saw that we were doing that, and he was like, you're doing, he's like, that's my Hooters. He's like, I take my mom the, there. That's the one he takes his mom to.
His grandma.
Yeah, that's the Mother's Day Hooters. That's
well, I was thinking about,
he was like, I'm suing them. That was my idea to put on a show there.
I know. I honestly, when we got booked on it, I was like, damn, what a missed opportunity, because Gardini should have.
Yeah, that'd have been, it would have, he'd have hated it after a while.
No, would he have hated it? People would have come out for him. He's from, I'm not going to say the town, but he's from around there.
Yeah, but it's still, like, that door doesn't actually shut. Like, the one that, you could just hear, that was another thing, like, I'm sitting there
the
watching
showroom
comics.
To the bar?
Yeah, I'm sitting there watching the comics, and you can just hear a way better time on the other side of the wall. Like, just laughing, people slapping their legs. Hooters ladies forced get themselves to giggle. It's just like,
that's rough. That's rough on a show when you can hear a better time in the room.
It was, but anyway, so, it's already dog shit. You know, other comics go. Allie probably has the best set because Allie goes up in a room full of dudes in a Hooters.
There's three horny Dominicans.
Time out. I probably had the best set.
I mean, I had a good time. I had a good time. I had fun. I called them dudes. Andy, you would have liked me. I called them dudes gay for a long time. Allie literally, this here, Andy, here's the thing though. Allie's bragging.
Allie pulls out her phone. My tits got bigger during COVID.
Basically, literally, she's like, I'll flash right now. A minute into her set. Hey, yo, the dudes
that's
who are
such a great ripcord immediately. Yeah. Who wants to see my boobs? Who wants to see my boobs?
Andy, the dudes who were horny were like calmed down finally by the time Allie goes up and just starts talking about her tits for fucking 15 minutes almost. Tries to sneak in an Israel-Palestine joke and then goes back to her tits.
Dude, and then she finishes her set, walks by you and goes, follow that.
I'm sitting back here talking to Jesse, and I know you know Jesse Montez. I don't know, you know Steve, you know Picard too. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
I'm talking to them too, and I'm just like, Allie's burying me. She knows what she's doing. These guys were just starting to calm the fuck down, and then obviously I get up there and they're fired up again. They're not. I just gotta call them gay to, you know, fix it. Allie gets a Hooters shirt. I did start going.
I started my set by saying, I'm only doing this show because I want a shirt, and if I don't get one, I'm going to flip every fucking table in this restaurant.
You wanted a Hooters shirt, which already everybody's like, I hope she puts it on. Like, that's just the next thing a guy brain does.
Well, if they get you, because they got to get you a Hooters shirt three sizes too small.
Dude, they
gave
me. That's
what they do for the servers.
Wait a second. They gave me an extra, extra small, and I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Because. But it does something weird to my tits. It, like, smashes them against my body, And then it gives major cleavage, but from the side, there's no... It's like flat. Is that what it's supposed to be doing?
No, I'm sorry. I can't picture it. As you were saying that, you looked down and your hand went out. I'm like, is she about to grab my tit?
I almost did.
You were about to like show it on me. You're like, this big part right here? Couldn't see it. No, I had a fucking... There's this girl I knew in college. She... I forget how I swung this, but she let me watch her put on her Hooters outfit. And then I was like, I went from being like horny to like feeling bad for her. Cause it like the way it was like sucking in her fucking chest. Like, I'm like, you can't breathe in that. Yeah. They specifically, cause she had like pretty good sized boobs, and they specifically give you these shirts like two or three sizes too small. So they like aggressively push your shit up.
It's nice.
Yeah. I mean, it looks nice. It's probably a living hell for them.
I think it would be slightly more flattering if they had given me a small, maybe an extra small, but a small would be great. I thought about messaging.
It's a compliment.
I thought about messaging Wen on Venmo because I had Venmoed her a tip.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought about messaging her being like,
no, I'm sorry.
Why'd you play me like that? I'm about to get a job at Hooters though.
Where in the city?
No, right in East Brunswick.
Wait, aren't you? How are you going to? Yeah, you just want to work. You want to commute forever to work.
Yeah. Dude, I want to get a job there so bad because that girl was telling me about
that would
the
be a crazy commute.
Aren't you moving into the city soon?
I am.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, so going okay. From driving from Jersey to Brooklyn and then leaving.
Yeah, you have the longest bar job commute.
Like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then you leave at 4 in the morning.
Oh, no. The bar closes at 4. But
I thought it closed
then
before then.
Crashed. Yeah, so it takes me a long time to clean up at the end. I mean, if my boss is watching, I'm not trash, and that's not why it's taking me so long to clean up. But I'm not walking out until like 7 a.m.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the simp situation at Hooters is fucking insane.
Yeah.
So what the girl told...
The simp?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And I need more simps. I know I look like whatever today, but next week I'm dressing for simps.
Boys are ready.
It's crazy that you, in my mind, I was like, if Allie's smart, she's going to show up dressed for simps.
Yeah, well.
We have a whole channel dedicated to it.
The boys are ready.
I'm a little under the weather this week. I've not been sleeping. It's like a whole thing, but whatever. Anyway, she told me that this guy said to her, I'll Venmo you $500 to show me your tits, which immediately I'd be like, bet. But then she goes, no, but you can take me shopping. He goes, okay, I'll take you shopping. And she goes, I'm not cheap. And he goes, that's fine. So he took her to the Short Hills Mall. In
Does he mean picture or just right there flash your titties?
Picture.
Okay, all right. I for some reason, flash, it felt easier to just commit to.
Yeah, but picture, you can get your pose right, get your lighting right,
angles. Keep your head out of it.
Keep your head out of it, you know. But then he took her to the Short Hills Mall, and they went to Chanel, Victoria's Secret, and one other place. He dropped $7,000 on her, never saw her tits, and all she did was walk arm in arm with him at the mall. That's it. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm getting a job at Hooters.
Did that dude have... Damn. That dude must have been loaded, right? Or was that his only 7,000?
Oh, we missed a call.
Must be loaded. Oh, do we take callers here?
Hold on. Yo, I can't... There he is.
Well, you got to put it on mic.
How do I do... Oh, yeah, I'm trying to show everybody. Yeah,
put it up to the mic.
God damn it. LeMayor, we miss you. We didn't let her in your goddamn chair.
Yeah. She's not in the chair. Don't worry.
I'm not in the chair.
So look at your... Can you see your chair? Wait, can you see anything? No.
No, I can't see anything.
Okay, wait. I got it.
There we go.
Hold on. It looks like an old man. It's just my finger. You should see it. Gosh.
Hey.
Okay, hello.
How's it going?
Right.
The chair is an honor.
Yeah, thank you.
Allie was late.
No, LeMayor, that's not true.
Allie was 30 minutes late.
Allie was
nuts.
So late.
LeMayor, you would never believe that.
And then she tried to accuse you of being constantly late because you're black. Because
you're black.
No, that's not because
you're black. 100% what happened. Listen to the tape, LeMayor.
It's because you're black.
It's.
Well, all right, guys. I got to go beat this porn guy in Madden for the honor of the United States.
Wait, a porn guy?
Foreign.
Oh, all right, yeah. Do that. You better not lose in Madden to a fucking foreigner.
Dude, never.
What nationality?
I got my camera on. I'm hunting, dude.
You got it. What nationality?
Oh, you gotta beat that goofy voice, motherfucker.
Yeah, he's gonna be playing rugby rules anyway, like a retard. All right, bro.
Guys, I'll catch you later. I'll listen in.
All right, hell yeah. Peace.
I'm
I gotta ask him to still make a thumbnail.
yeah, please. Get the Wi-Fi. Make a
thumbnail. I don't know how you do those thumbnails.
Yeah, they're gonna just go back to just freeze frames of the app. Quality just dropped.
It's just white with black lettering.
Wait, Allie, don't you got skills for that kind of shit? Thumbnails and stuff?
You gotta take over all of Lemaire's jobs.
Yeah, you're gonna be doing a lot of work.
Okay.
Yeah, podcast will be up 30 minutes late every week.
It's gonna be 3 days.
Come on. I know what I'm doing. Self-taught.
But that dude, because dudes love doing that.
Simping?
Yeah, like, especially if they got fucking money. They love showering gals with it.
I have a boot guy who does not have a lot of money.
A boot?
A boot guy.
Like how you get your docs?
Let me tell you something. You guys might be surprised to learn that there's a lot of nasty motherfuckers sliding into my DMs.
No.
Yes.
You share a lot of it.
Saying shit
You never
like,
expose anybody. I don't want to put that on you.
I never expose anybody.
I do respect that, the covering up of the screen names.
Yep. But you do show the things that are said.
Yeah, I haven't. You know what? I need to get back on showing what they say because I've fallen off a little bit. I fucking hate social media, to tell you the truth. And if I could, I'd throw my phone in the river. But I
do
get
boot pics. What are you gonna move them to?
They're in the cloud, right?
A magazine, like the good old days.
Like the good old days.
I'm getting published in.
Now I feel like this is a thing I've always imagined. When you screenshot like a dude in your DMs, and you're like, I'm trying to like some dude trying to like send you money for whatever the thing is, and then you share it. Does more come in right after that? Because if you're not being like, fuck this guy,
sometimes
people start sliding like, oh, she's kind of cool with this, and then they start.
Sometimes, yes. And then sometimes also I get the other slide in, which is very like, how do I say? It's like more covert where they're like, oh, I can't believe how these guys talk to you. Like, but they're also
white knight simp.
Yeah. White knight simp. Yeah.
I'll treat you better. They just go,
could I please give you $1,000 to see your feet?
Yeah. May I suck your toes?
No, people say nasty shit. They're like, can I lick your dirty Vans?
How often do you get weird dudes sliding into DMs? Daily?
Not daily. No, not daily, but often enough. But I have a boot guy that he just wants to see pictures of my boots. I don't have to get naked. I don't have to do anything even sexual, really. It's just me and my boots, and he wants me to flip them off and put them down. And that's
it. Wait, flip you off?
Like
Oh, so he's got videos. You'd be like, "You little bitch," and then stomping.
Because that's interesting. Like, I used to listen to fucking Ari's podcast all the time.
Uh-huh.
And I remember one week Karen Feehan was on, and I remember her talking about that. She would get dudes would make clips for her podcast, and all they wanted was for her to be like, "You're a fucking pussy. You're a little bitch," and like be mean to them.
Then they would just do free clips.
And they'd be like, oh yeah, here's another clip. I subtitled it just for you.
Yeah. Yep.
Man.
Yeah, dudes like that.
I sent this dude a 7-second video. He paid me $150. I sent him a 7-second video, and I made it a disappearing video, so he couldn't even play it twice. $150.
Screen recorded. Was it on Snap?
No, Instagram.
He screen recorded it. It doesn't matter. But
I don't care. All I'm saying is, Lewis, you're a fucking weirdo. Fuck you. I said his name.
All right, timestamp this. Fuck.
All right, I got it. Oh, let me hear it's right. This is annoying. You just say shit all the time.
That's the only thing I'll ask you. I don't even know if you necessarily have to admit it. I made a tweet about him, and then I guess he...
Wait, who? The name we're bleeping out?
Yeah.
No, we shouldn't say it, so no one goes back to your tweets.
No, I didn't say his name in the tweet, but I made a tweet about him saying, this guy, you know, pays me for boot pics or whatever. This guy wants to give me... He always says, can I be at your boot? But do you really want me to?
Wait, it's not that name that we all know, is it?
No, not Lewis. Not Lewis, yeah. Not Lewis J. No.
I thought it was.
Yeah, now I'm not really worried about the name.
I was just like, I still want to do gas shows.
No, Lewis has never been.
Like he hasn't. Has he announced the Skankfest lineup yet?
Yeah.
All right, I'll keep it in.
I'm not hot enough for Lewis's girl cipher.
Oh yeah. Also, it's a.
Hey, I think Lewis could. I think Lewis would fuck you. Don't be down, bro. Lewis would definitely fuck you.
Nah, I'm not angling for it, but you know. It would sounds be like, nice if you tried.
It sounds like you're egg lip for.
Just saying, I didn't want it. Just, I'd feel more special if you harassed me a little.
I am a girl in comedy. What's going on here?
You're like, I'm trying to be successful.
What, am I too funny?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a problem.
That's so funny. That's why I acted like that. When you just said his name, I was like, oh, the way you acted, I was like, it must be the one.
But I did tell you a spicy.
Yeah,
don't even have to go into it.
See, now we just got a dumbass cliffhanger we can never say.
Spicy little foot secret.
But
you get a lot of people asking for feet.
For some reason.
Do you hear that buzzing?
No.
That must be me. I'm paranoid.
You hear it buzzing?
No.
I'm gonna move your phone.
But I'm also deaf.
Yeah, I don't hear it, but it could. If you hear it, I trust you more than me. I've been doing edible since fucking.
Oh 12, yeah, you yeah. did. You didn't doing. How was your ride out of the city?
It was kind of. It was. I think I started peaking the most, like when I hit the tunnel. It's the worst place for it to go wrong, but the easiest place to the easiest spot to get through once it happens.
So. Speaking of Lewis, you did rap today, and Lewis is on edibles now. Because I think there was that clip of Naeem making fun of him. He was throwing down edibles when I did rap recently.
That was the same one I had was the one that had him doing the fucking thing that Naeem was laughing at.
Yeah.
It did. It started hitting like I feel like in the last like 5 minutes of the pot.
Do you know how many milligrams it was?
I forget what he said. To be honest, I just took it. I did half of it. So whatever. I think it was 100, and then me and Dave split it. But oh, yeah, I was just, you know, that come up on weed, then you come down and you're like, I can just sleep all day now. Just try to take a power nap, wake myself up.
Do you like edibles?
I love them.
Yeah.
Do you not know me?
I can't remember. The last time we talked about edibles was like the Warp Speed one. I can't remember if you like that or not.
Oh, no. I mean, being too high is never fun.
Yeah.
Especially that one. That one I was like making a fool of myself. We were at a Waffle House, and I just remember you had went home, I think, already, if I remember right. It was just me, Nino, LaMare, and Jules.
No, Warp Speed was way before that.
Oh, yeah.
No, I know, yeah, at the Waffle House.
Warp Speed was after Power Bottom, actually.
Yeah, Warp Speed was a while ago.
Yeah, I had done Power Bottom, and some dude who was at your show was just like, he was just mad cool. He had edibles. He was like, you want one? And the packaging said like 100 or some crazy milligrams or whatever, but I just thought he was getting, you know, them bullshit edibles where it says like 1,000 in the pack, but you have to take like 4 of them to be high, which just doesn't add up.
Yeah.
So he gave me one. I think I took 2 cookies. So I probably ate like 200 milligrams or something like that. And luckily, I don't often take my girl to like shows with me, except the last like week because of holidays and shit. But, you know, I took her with that one, and I like would have needed it on the way home because I'm in the passenger seat and like I feel like we're going like 1,000 miles an hour. Just it feels like I'm looking out the window, the stars look like they're like I'm in warp speed.
Nice.
And I look over
the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah. I look over at the speedometer getting ready to complain, like slow down, and we're doing like 40.
That's great.
And then we get here and she just has to like leave me in the car because I'm sitting in the car and I'm just like, I can't get up. I'm just here.
Yeah, didn't you sit in the car for like an hour?
For hours.
Multiple hours?
I think so. Or an hour. Something
We've
like that. I don't remember.
There.
Yeah. Well, you're an addict. No. We've all been there.
The last time I took edibles, I got way too high on them. And it was like inadvertently. Not like it wasn't like your fault, but like I thought about something you said, and that's why I took too many edibles.
Yeah,
it's because remember I told you I took a bunch of those like Sour Patch Kids edibles.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah, dude, I took like 50 milligrams and I was fine. And you were like, Well, you didn't.
Yeah.
Because I know you and you don't smoke weed.
Yeah.
So there's no way you took 50 milligrams. And then you were explaining to me, you were like, sometimes with the candy edibles, they just take normal candy and they spray like a little bit of THC mist.
Yeah, basically.
Shit.
Like
so
candy type shit.
It like gives you a feeling, but it's not the action. And then so I got these fucking, what the fuck was it? BK Chris hooked me up with some sort of edibles. And
was it the punch bars? I kind of remember being the chocolate bar.
No, it wasn't bars. It was
punch bars.
Punch bars are usually
had them, but they're good.
Yeah.
But no, it was some sort of like, it was like something cola with a bear on the packaging. And I remember taking a little bit and it was such amateur edible taking.
Yeah.
It was like half hour. Then I don't feel nothing.
Oh, you didn't even give it a whole hour.
No.
It was
amateur edible taking.
But that's every time. I never learn.
No,
if I have a bunch of edibles at my house, I'll take one. I'll be like, man, this is shit. And then
and then go to the moon.
This is what got me is I was like 2 hours in. And I was like, I was convinced that they were duds. So I just took a bunch.
Oh, you waited 2 hours?
I was like 2 hours. I kept eating a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like 2 hours in.
So but two hours is a good time. You kind of just got fucked.
No, but then I took like a decent amount. Mm-hmm. And after like another hour, yeah, it was like going warp speed.
Yeah.
It was fucking nuts.
Were you by yourself?
No, I was, Steph was sleeping. I was like in the living room and I was just like crazy high. And then I laid down to bed. I remember it was like whenever I get super high, it does this like kaleidoscope thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a lot. And then I was like paranoid because we were going to CrossFit the next morning. And I was paranoid about revealing that like I'm going to skip CrossFit. I got too high. So I just toughed it out and I was still pretty high at CrossFit. I got to be honest, really fun.
Yeah, working out high is fun.
Working out drunk is the best.
Drunk?
Drunk.
I can't.
No,
wrong. Like a nightmare. I used to be in Jersey Strong in Red Bank,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's the name of the gym or like a group or something.
The name of the gym.
Okay.
I would go to the Dublin House.
That sounds like a fucking.
Have a couple drinks. I say leave my tab open. I'll be
put
back.
Put a bunch of calories in you before you hit the gym.
Put a bunch of alcohol in me. Get a little wavy.
Okay.
Go get on that elliptical.
Okay.
And then
crazy.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
Wait, how many drinks would you throw down?
Like three or four, then go to the gym.
Wait, like beers or like mixed drinks?
No, they're like either like a high, like a really high ABV.
It doesn't matter what you say. If it's beers, it's a lot. If it's mixed drinks, it's a
ton. I was on a martini kick for a while.
I would have never. That's so funny. Just you being you with martinis.
Wait, you throw back like four martinis that hit the elliptical?
No, like.
Wait, would you do this on purpose?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so you would go to the bar being like, I'm going to the gym next.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get drunk being like, I gotta run.
No. Yeah, I would.
That's
no,
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. This was my plan, and then I'd work out and then go back to the gym. I mean, work out and go back to the bar. Why not? It's great.
What would your workout consist of?
The elliptical trainer.
Which one? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
How long would
you're
you
just
go?
Sweating, smelling like booze at the gym?
And you big time.
You wouldn't be like almost throwing up the whole time?
No. And then I don't throw.
That's insane.
That's crazy.
I don't throw up when I'm.
Dude, I'm sorry. Four martinis. The elliptical's crazy.
It's insane.
That's fucking crazy.
No, not four martinis. I would have like four drinks.
It sounds like you're dialing it back. Like
no.
Like Amy started laughing like that. You're like, I gotta defend myself.
One of them was a Miller Lite. That's so funny.
I joined another gym that was within walking distance of my place in Asbury, and that place was 24 hours, so I would get drunk, put some drinks in my backpack, go there, and just be there for hours, just drinking.
Now, what was the motivation for like being at the gym drunk? Like, what was it? Was it fun?
Yeah, it was the time of my life.
What was fun about it?
I could do a whole training program on drinking and working out.
What did you like about it?
Yeah, what was the feeling?
I felt loose.
Just comfortable. Like, all right.
It so didn't matter if people were judging me. But by the way, it was a 24-hour gym, so I'd be in there at like 2 o'clock in the morning, the only person at the gym.
Drunk. They definitely. definitely talked about it. You probably smelled like it as soon as you were buzzing in.
There's no one working there. It's a weird
scan up like three times.
It's a weird gym. You use a scan to get into the gym in the middle of the night. No one's working there.
Oh, so there's no like desk. You just have to use a scan to open the door.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I seen like a video that was kind of fucked up in like a gym like that. Some lady just got attacked by some guy.
Oh, really?
She was fine. Like,
yeah, let them try. Let them try to attack me, because let me tell you something.
I think you drunk wouldn't have been. That's the worst time to be in a gym like
that. You know, I get that. You know, Allie has like three different small foldable weapons on her.
All the time.
Didn't you bring one here the first time you did the pod? Like a little, a little brass knuckle
my
knife
brass
thing?
Knuckles.
Yeah, well, my hugged her for too long.
Nah, you know what? I love those brass knuckles, and every girl in my life is gonna get a pair for their birthday, Christmas, or whatever the fuck. I just gave.
Well, you just passed the chance to do that. Did you do that for any of the girls in your life?
I just gave some to Maddie Smith.
Okay,
for
all right.
A little pink situation.
Maddie's got dudes in the audience to protect her. That
yeah,
clip.
Oh, yeah.
So badass.
That one dude just being like, I'm trying to watch the show.
That's dude, such a funny way to react.
I got wet watching that.
Just that dude being the man like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he knew that too. He was like, this is my chance.
Yeah.
He's just been watching Wild and Out for years.
And dude, Maddie's so fucking.
You will not ruin my Maddie Smith show.
But Maddie's so fucking badass because she just made all of that so funny.
It looks like when I see that clip, it looks like she was like panicked for like half a second. Yeah. And then was like, went into comedy mode. Like, yeah, Maddie's a beast.
That was hot what you did for me back there.
Got on one knee. Yeah, that was a good clip. I tried to bring it up when she was on last. She looked like, I've talked about this too much already. It was like the energy I got, so I just like left it alone.
Dude, Maddie's so badass. Like, fucking, if you go out just at the
I
last
keep
time.
Sucking her off. Jesus Christ. And I'm playing Allie.
No. Well, actually, probably because Nate doesn't want me to expose what a little pussy he was.
Woo!
When we went out drinking with her. Woo! The whole time he sat in the corner pouting because he was waiting to go home.
No, she's flipping.
What?
You're being racist. You're flipping me and LaMare. Because LaMare, he wasn't pouting. He came out and was a trooper, but I drove us there. Mm-hmm. So this was after we did the pod.
She's not being racist. Your weight's out of control.
Nate, you're getting fat as fuck. But yeah, it was LaMare. Like he wasn't pouting either. I'm not gonna say he was pouting.
He was
ready to go a little bit sooner than I was. Andy, this is like we had already done the pod. This is one of the times we went in and you were like, I gotta work it. Fuck, blah blah blah. And it's like 3 a.m.
But he said to me in the beginning of the night, you're not going to keep us out all night, are you? And I'm like, I would never.
Yeah, you did. I did say that.
I get home at 7 a.m. normally, but I would never.
Wait, yeah, it was like 4 when we
did
got.
Did you want to go?
Oh, I had a flight the next morning at like 7. Whatever. That's also what it was. The mayor wanted to leave early because he had to
was
go to
she
Philly.
Was your ride?
No.
No, what? I was going to be your ride because we did your pod here.
Yeah. Wait, was that?
I was going to say, why didn't you just leave?
You know what? That might have been the time we all did the pod with Maddie and then went to do your show. Was that then that time? That wasn't the going away for Sean night, was it?
I can't remember. I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh, it might have been. I don't know. But I just remember because it was funny to me because at the beginning of the night he was like,
it was Maddie's
birthday
show, I remember.
You're not gonna keep us out all night, are you? And I was like,
I think you're lying on me.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm trying to read the room because I've never been in a situation with Nate where he wants to go home before someone.
Yeah. I'm telling you, that you're remembering this wrong.
You've left early.
You know what I might have said?
Nate,
You keep drifting.
Oh.
Yeah, get in here.
My bad.
What would you say? Every time
I see Nate, he's like,
I'm used to needing more room with LaMare there. to be in frame.
I never even thought about that. We have so much more room.
Now, what are you about to lie on my name?
No, every time I see you, the stand, holiday party, anything, I say, Nate, I'm pulling up. And he's like, I'm leaving in 15 minutes. I'm like, it's 11 p.m. Why are you leaving so early? You leave early as fuck. Now look at his lip. You look at his lip.
I'm trying to think. I left at like 1:30 at the stand party or something, or 1 a.m.
Because I made you stay.
You didn't make me stay.
I sure did.
You know what though?
You were gonna leave.
I showed up. I did get there. No, Andy, we were together. I wasn't going. She's lying.
I forgot have the we were text. Here together. I have the Pull text. It. Where's
Did
my
you
phone?
Show up at the Stan Christmas party later? Because I didn't see her.
Oh, I was there.
All right, then maybe I was going.
I got wasted. Because
I left the. I remember I hit a level where I was just like, I drank too much.
I was on. Yeah.
I'm gonna leave and drive a car.
Yeah, that was. I felt myself getting there.
Dude,
and just
that
kinda,
was. A, oh, dude. All right.
You want something, Ollie?
Sure. I get kind of like stupid when I kind of like slow down. I go into slow mo.
We'll save it for the page.
I don't want to
for the page.
I don't want to derail the conversation, but we do have to talk about the fire alarm.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up. That was so funny.
Yeah,
that fire alarm.
We did a show at Phantom Power in Millersville,
which is like ran by a person who used to like run
it was
a
cool
room.
It was cool because like when we all first started, we used to go to this open mic called the Lizard Lounge, and our buddy T would,
which was like in Lancaster was a dope venue. Like Run the Jewels was there. You know, comics came out there and shit. It was a cool venue. But
I went to a couple concerts there.
Yeah, didn't you see? You saw Run the Jewels there, I thought.
No, I saw the Wonder Years there. I saw Doug Stanhope there. That was really funny because that was when Steph was new to comedy. Yeah. And I remember I had been talking Doug Stanhope up like hardcore. But the thing about Stanhope, he lives in like New Mexico, so he doesn't like hit the clubs.
Yeah.
So he'll do, I don't know if he still does this, but I remember back then he would do these like small market shows to work out jokes.
Yeah, and then
he would hit bigger markets when the set was more refined. And like, I'm like a hardcore Stanhope fan, so I fucking loved it. But to Steph, she was like, he was fine. And I'm like, normally he's like the best ever.
Yeah. Like, especially if you're new to...
Also,
like, you're
you not, watched him work out material, so that was kind of like a treat.
Yeah, and Stanhope, too, is like, once you're a comedy fan, you get, like, why it's... like, or, like, yeah, you can kind of get why he's, like, the best. But he is something I think when you watch him at first, you're like...
If you're not used
he's
to...
He's just talking.
Yeah.
But you're not putting...
I love Doug Stanhope.
Yeah, no, he's amazing.
Well, I remember when I realized not to suck him off too hard, but how brilliant...
Suck him off. He's a legend.
Hey, you know what? I love sucking people off. So don't ever try to stop me again, what you said back there. Why are you sucking Maddie off? What's the... Wow! suck Stanhope off. Do it, Andy.
This is you when you talk about on the podcast.
That's all the Patreon.
That's all the DMs about to start.
That's your fucking DMs. Did you really mean that?
No, about that, can I get some boot pics?
Do you want to go to the mall? I have $7,000. No, I remember.
We just lose a bunch of Patreons because they're going to
Allie. I'm about to start my own Patreon tonight.
I'm
going
to save my money for Allie's boots.
I'm wearing the boots next week.
No, I remember.
How about this? We have...
Go on.
I felt like I was about to go full. I was about to say something that was going to feel real.
$20 tier foot pictures?
A Patreon level?
I was about to feel real Andrew Tatey. I was like, $20 tier foot level. You keep 98% of the profits, but you give us 2% because we're putting it on our platform.
Okay. And what am I doing?
Whatever you want to do.
Starting my own.
You can start just straight boot picks. Not even just calf down.
We become Allie's OnlyFans pimps.
That's why I say we're going full take.
One episode and we became pimps.
Hey, you
we're
know
just
what?
Playing. We're just
Let's
playing
make
Allie.
It happen. No, I need money and I need it now.
No, wait. Well, oh, Stanhope. Yeah, I remember when I first started doing stand-up, his one special, No Refunds, was on Netflix. And I remember watching the shit out of it. And I was like new to how stand-up worked. Mm. And it just sounds like he's talking. And then I actually paid attention to the, because I was trying to figure out how he does it.
Yeah.
And then he just has this way of going from joke to joke that it just sounds conversational. And it like hit me. And I'm like, because I genuinely thought he just did that night.
Yeah.
I thought he was just ranting that night. And then it was like, oh no, this is very prepared.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he's the fucking, he was one of the dudes. I remember that was why when I first started, I was like aggressively trying to be offensive. Because I didn't understand that it's like you can't just say fucked up shit.
Yeah.
You have to actually have jokes.
So we got in all of that because we were talking about the lounge. And being at Phantom Power. So this was sick because it was like LaMere's like kind of local going to West show.
Phantom Power.
Interesting.
Basically
wasn't
like,
invited.
You would have to drove like 3.5 hours to get there.
I would have gone.
To make no money.
I would have gone.
Well, look, you've already done enough. You already stole his whole thing. Now you're trying to take time on his show.
You're trying to steal his headline?
No, no, you didn't even have to put me on the show. I
just wanted to go.
I wanted to give something to Lemaire for him to take to Texas.
You can still give it to him. There's mail.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask for Shane's address in Texas. He needs to start a P.O. box so I can send it to
That's
him.
That's fair. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. Okay. All right. What is it? Can you say it? He can hear the sentiment if he listens.
He'll know it's from my heart. And if he knows my heart, he'll know exactly what
it's
it is.
Your toenails.
I thought you were gonna say blood. It's her blood.
Put these in Shane's backyard and you'll grow a me tree.
It smells like White Claw.
The Phantom Power is cool because it's basically like the new Lizard Lounges type area, and like the bartender there was like the bartender, so it was like cool as fuck to see him again.
Yeah, so it was cool to see him. Also, the show was sick because like Lemaire's family was there. We just got to tell Lemaire secrets to his family. We told him. Have you ever heard about him in the Frog?
No, I need to
Popping Frog.
Yeah, long story short, he was walking home. There was a frog in the bag. He was a kid.
What did I just drop?
You dropped the battery pack. It's not that serious. And he saw a frog, squeezed it to death. He was a kid. He didn't know it was going to pop.
That's serial killer activity.
Yeah. That's why we can't stop talking about it. So I told his whole family that, and they didn't think it was as funny as we all did.
It was like super uncomfortable.
His grandma cried.
At some point, I called them all like sexual freaks, like his family. And I started to be like, I should have known. And I started to talk about his brother Jabri, who just like, first summary for you, is he has a lot of sex with guys.
He's bisexual, but mainly a sex with guys.
But he runs through dudes. Like, I'm saying, like, he's gonna off get AIDS. Week is three.
He's going to get AIDS.
Really?
Off week is three fellas. Yeah, he's slaying.
Three dudes a week is a lazy week for him.
Yeah. So I started to be like, I should have known.
I need to take the Jibs sex class. That's
Yo,
right.
You can't handle Jibs lifestyle.
No?
You can't. You couldn't. You couldn't
I think
lay.
I could.
You couldn't lay a finger on Jibs. I had the audacity of you to think you could handle Jibs lifestyle.
After 2 weeks of trying to be like the throat goat, you would be... You just wouldn't be able to see.
You wouldn't have time to be productive in any other way if you lived Jim's lifestyle. You'd have to give up on comedy. Mm-hmm. You'd have to work a part-time gig. I don't know. Jim's doesn't sleep or not sleep, which you don't do, but not sleep
Dude,
already.
He just sells Italian meats and plows dudes.
Which
incredible.
But the wording, selling meats and plowing dudes, so funny.
That's probably how he gets all the energy. He's just eating.
Just protein.
That's a good.
Uncured protein.
That's actually, I feel like, a great job to have if you want to.
Plow dudes?
Yeah, because.
Just show up with charcuterie?
Because I think of all the cultures, I think like those hardcore Italian mafia type men are the most. Some of them, you know they're fucking gay as fuck. You know what I mean? But they can't.
You just burnt a bunch of money.
Half of our page is mopped up.
Yeah.
Mopped up?
We get, it's a lot of,
listen,
we're cleaning a lot of money.
Listen.
None of the page is real. We're just cleaning money.
It's a whole other front.
This isn't even a podcast that anybody can listen to.
We don't put this anywhere.
We're just a grocery store with one of each item.
All right, so we do the show. We get to make fun of.
I also too. I got to for the listeners. I got to meet Aunt Peaches.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Got,
and then you.
She hit me. Also, she hit me with the best black lady thing.
What she do?
That could be said to a white man, where she's just like, "You crazy."
Oh yeah, she did say that about yourself.
She kept saying that. She's like, "You crazy." Because I also got yelled at by Jabri because he's like, Aunt Peaches is gonna be hounding us for months. Because I made a joke saying like, Aunt Peaches is a legend on the pod, and I was like, I was just like spitball, like freeballing up there. Jesus Christ, I was just like
freeballing
up there. I was like
freeballing up there.
Aunt I was gonna sir. Say
front with Lemaire's aunt.
Yeah,
how dare you?
I was freeballing with Peaches.
How dare you?
No, but I was like. just going off the cuff, so I made a joke about, like, we're making Aunt Peach's shirt to say free peaches. Mm-hmm. And I was like, even if it doesn't apply, it'll probably apply at some point. Mm-hmm. And then Jabri goes up to me. He's just like, why'd you say that? And I'm like, what? She was like, now she knows the podcast makes money, and she's going to be looking for her cut.
He's like, when we were in the back, when you were still on stage, he came up to me and said that. He was like, she's going to think y'all make way more money than you do, and she's going to hound us for money now. It was like the next, like, immediately what Jabri said.
Great. But I told his whole family, I was like, I legit want to sit down and do like a fucking Rogan length podcast with all of you.
Yeah,
because I've said it before, but Lemaire's the most unique person I've ever met, and I don't know why he's like the way he is.
He's also not really like, him and Jabri are outliers, like, as personality wise.
And it's not like when you, like, his family's pretty cool, but it's not like you meet them and go, oh, look, it's older Lemaire.
Yeah, yeah,
that's the other part.
What are they,
that's what I'm saying, they're like for real outliers. They're like regular, just like, they're just regular Black people from Detroit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Lemaire's like, his brother got like weird nerd shit to him.
They came up, they immediately started like joking around. They seem like fun as hell.
Yeah.
But like, you don't talk to Lemaire's dad and just go, oh, this is older Lemaire.
Mm. Right.
You talk to Lemaire's dad and go, where the fuck did your son come from?
Yeah. But shout out the whole Leagues. That was
shout
sick.
Out to the league,
also, man. Shout out, well, Lazy Boy was there. Good to see Lazy Boy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out. But so then we go, we do the show, we see his family, we get pretty drunk, and we're at this place, it's like we're seeing people for the first time in years, you know what I mean? And then
it's nothing crazy, we just started like, we just started vaping inside.
Y'all started vaping, you're saying it like y'all weren't vaping, this is like they were taking the vape. And y'all were doing almost like y'all were trying to do tricks. Y'all were taking giant hits and then blowing them directly at the ceiling where the fucking smoke detectors were.
In our defense, the ceiling was substantially lower than any ceiling ever. It was such a low ceiling.
You were just pretty drunk before you drove 3 hours.
We were also we were also sitting directly below the smoke detector.
Yeah.
But yeah, we were blowing vape into it, and then the fire alarm starts going off, and then
The
bartender T-shirt,
who was so happy to see us. Like, guys, it's been 7-8 years since I've seen you. Great to see you guys. He's having that energy.
Yeah.
And then we set off you specifically.
No, we all set it off. I was the last one to set it off.
That's what I mean, though. So technically,
we all set it off.
It's like Jenga. Jenga, we all pull pieces.
Yes, we do.
But you collapsed.
No, my smoke met up with yours, and we all set off the smoke detector.
You're doing white man energy by denying your role.
And then here, this is what happened, though. So that happens. The alarm goes off. T, who was so happy to see us a few minutes ago, comes out, and he's just like, he's just pissed. He's like, the alarm's going off. I'm like, oh, my bad, dude. He's like, is that going to cause a problem for you? And he's just like, well, the fire marshal's coming now.
No,
that's the last thing.
But no, he also goes, he's like, yes, it actually changes my whole night. And then we're all like laughing, and then I remember Nate goes like, yeah, we should probably get out of here before we all get DUIs. And I remember being like, oh, that's a good point. I just started moseying out of there. No, I immediately stopped at a fucking Sheetz, and they were taking forever. So
do we got time for what we better say?
So you're saying this was a night that you weren't being a little old grandpa. Is that
I never
saying?
Have
because,
you
because,
you have this grandpa label on me that doesn't exist.
Because let me tell you something, Nate.
It's not a real thing.
Are you pulling up evidence?
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm pulling up. I should make a whole
just
fucking
a text
album.
From Nate being like, so I joined AAR. You're just literally a grandpa.
This is my hip.
The Golden Girls are kind of hot.
Allie, do you think this is a good-looking cane?
Yeah.
I'm curious what this is going to be.
Well, I'll tell you, it's this.
I might have just been placating you.
No, you weren't placating.
Sleepy.
You weren't placating. This is on Tuesday, December 19th, and am I making it up, Nate? I'll be
I'm
there.
I'm Andy.
Fuck. All you people look the same to me.
Wait. All good. I'm sorry for the delay. Crazy day. You at the stand. I'll be there soon. And this is Nate.
This is the party day.
What time? Give the time stamp. Whoa.
What time is it?
At 11:07.
At 11:07.
You said, yeah, I might dip soon, though. It's popping here, though. Which, that's vague.
That's vague. It was a might.
That was might.
It was might.
But I'm very willing to have my night changed.
Yeah. That was
you
a might.
You said, don't dip yet.
Andy probably just left too. So, and if you, I don't know if you remember, but when you show, like I was chilling with Lawrence.
You got her, by the way.
What?
You said, how far are you? She goes, 15 tiny little minutes. And you said, so 25? Got her.
Allie, you're always late.
That's what I have two New Year's resolutions. It's to treat my body better.
It's the second.
And to be on time.
It's the second. You were 30 minutes late. Honestly, technically an hour. I think we kind of landed on 5:30 in the group chat.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something.
It was 5:30. It was a jokingly 5:30, so she gets here at 6, but yeah, obviously we're not joking.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, you know what? I know something. Let me.
I was clearly in that one that you tried to expose me with, though. I was clearly still down in the party. You weren't there. Colleen wasn't there. I was just hanging out with Lawrence, just Lawrence Reese at the time. Andy had left because you were trying to, if I remember right, beat the Holland. Which does Andy's drive is obviously further and shit, but
yeah, I don't know. I hit a moment in the party. Yeah. I was like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Really? You know what? Honestly, the climber energy was insane. The climber energy was so intense.
I didn't notice it.
I really can't. Really?
I try not to exist in it. So if I can't clearly tell, and I was moving around a lot, like the second something.
Nate also has to physically climb to get the most things. So he's just like, this is what we do, right?
Yeah. So I was just holding on the fucking.
That's how you get to the bathroom door.
I was just, I'm trying to think of somebody famous who was there, but I can't. No one's crossed my mind.
Well, how come you don't show up on my Venmo?
Me?
Are you sending us the $5 for being late?
I actually,
did you think we weren't going to take that?
I actually made it 10.
Okay.
All right.
But how come I can't find you?
I'm not going to not take your money.
Actually made it 10.
Venmo, Andrew?
Well, don't worry. Don't do it on the air.
you guys can send me Venmos.
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean that. Yeah.
Say your Venmo. Maybe someone will.
Oh, you Venmo'd me. I'm sending it back.
I legit don't
send it back.
What's it say? You better. Okay, nothing. Okay, I thought you were going to.
I almost made it say reparations, but.
I knew.
Oh, my Venmo is, if anyone wants to send me, my Venmo is Andrew-Malafrina.
Yes. Andrew.
Isn't that sophisticated?
It's official. Yeah. It's an official money sending website. Money sending entity. I'm Andrew.
You don't have a picture on here? Come on.
I don't have one on mine either, I don't think.
Come on, guys.
What the fuck I need a picture of my Venmo for? It's me.
No, put a picture of your face so people know they're paying you.
No, just guess. And if it's wrong, I missed out.
Damn.
I missed out. Some lucky person.
The two letters AM are there. Who else could that be?
Exactly.
It's me.